PsyCast. Social Influence. Part 2. Minority Influence.
The term social influence refers to a range of processes whereby people can affect each other's behavior. One example of social influence is minority influence. In minority influence, a small number of people or a single person can affect the thinking or behavior of a larger number. This process is happening constantly as our society responds to each new influence that affects it, but its results are best seen from a historical perspective. 100 years ago, the idea that women should be allowed to vote wasn't one that many people agreed with, but it's not an idea that would be questioned nowadays. And in the 1970s and 80s, those who campaigned on green issues, or claimed that human activity was a threat to the planet, were liable to be dismissed as cranks and hippies. But concern for the environment is now a mainstream belief. Psychologists are interested in the processes that underlie minority influence, and the factors that make it more or less likely that a minority will succeed in influencing mainstream beliefs.
Studies of minority influence.
The classic study of minority influence was carried out by Serge Moscovici and his colleagues in 1969. Groups of participants were asked to judge the color of a series of blue slides. What the participants didn't realize, that two out of each group of six were Confederates who'd been instructed to say that the slides were green. Surprisingly, 32% of participants went along with the Confederates' judgment at least once, and minority influence occurred on 8% of the trials as long as the Confederates were consistent with each other. However, when Confederates were inconsistent and sometimes disagreed with each other, minority influence occurred on only 1% of the trials. A follow-up study, conducted on participants who went along with the minority, suggested they had an increased tendency to judge blue as being green for some time after the experiment. This would suggest that it was their beliefs that had been changed, not just their behavior.
Factors affecting minority influence.
Further studies by Moscovici and others have identified some of the factors that make it more likely that a minority will successfully influence the majority. Moscovici's original studies highlighted the importance of consistency. A minority is only likely to succeed in influencing the majority if they are consistent in their beliefs. As you might expect, the size of the minority is important, and the larger it grows, the more influential it becomes. In addition, minorities that appear confident in their beliefs seem more likely to exert an influence. Studies have also suggested that members of minority groups are most influential when they share some common ground with the majority they are trying to influence. It appears that one of us will always be more influential than one of them. Other studies have suggested that the most successful minorities are those who are seen to have a high level of investment in their views and those who are seen to be acting out of principle rather than from ulterior motives.
Explanations of minority influence.
Moscovici's view is that minorities influence majorities because of the conflict that they create. Exposure to beliefs incompatible with their own can create conflict in the minds of the majority. The presence of dissenters in their midst can also create social conflict. Both types of conflict cause discomfort for majority group members, and this may provide the motivation for them to start shifting their opinion towards the minority. This is why it's so important for minority members to be consistent and to draw attention to themselves, because if the majority can ignore them, it will. As minority beliefs take increasing hold in the majority, more majority members will be exposed to them. This means that the process of minority influence can start to accelerate soon after it has begun. This is called the snowball effect. Eventually, the minority belief can become so widespread that it becomes the majority belief. At this point, the majority may forget that the belief was ever minority in the first place. This process is called social cryptamnesia.
Minority and majority influence.
Minority and majority influence differ in a number of important ways. First, the effects of minority influence are typically smaller and less immediate than those of majority influence. Second, a majority may often exert a normative influence, whereas a minority are more likely to exert an informational influence. Third, whilst a majority influence may only result in superficial compliance, a minority influence seems to result in more long-lasting conversion or internalization. For this reason, some psychologists believe that Moscovici's work tells us more that is important about human behavior than the majority influence research of Ash or Sharif. One of the interesting things about Serge Moscovici's career is how closely it mirrors the processes he described. When he started researching minority influence, few other social psychologists were interested in it, and many regarded it as an unimportant process. Nearly 40 years later, thanks to the consistency and confidence that Moscovici has always shown in his views, the subject is mainstream enough to find its way onto the A-level syllabus.